radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Jetty Road, one of Australia's hottest country groups, continues to make a name for itself around the world, including here in Canada. Their new album, Faraway Places, featuring the first single, Serves You Right, was recorded in Vancouver. And even more Canadian connections, co-writes on the project include Kathleen Higgins, Jason McCoy, and George Canyon. George also sings a duet on the CD. Jetty Road is made up of sisters Lee and Paula Bowman, as well as Julian Samlet and Simon Ross. Joining me now on the show from Kamloops, B.C., that's where she's calling us in from, it's Lee Bowman. Hi, Lee.
G'day, Dave. How are you going today?
Hey, it is going terrific today. How are things with your visit in Canada this time around?
It has been really busy. We've been right across the country. Just last weekend, we were in Prince Edward Island, and then we played Cavendish Festival there, and then we had to fly across it in one day and go to Vancouver and then go up to Merritt Mountain. So it's just been it's been amazing.
Pretty nonstop, and the new CD is out now, Faraway Places, and you chose to record this time around in Vancouver. Can you tell us about making that decision and with producer Paul Shadow?
It was an amazing experience. We had an absolute ball. We were on the road last year in Canada, and we knew we wanted to get an album out by for this year, but we were kind of, we had some songs already written, but we knew that we had to keep writing on the road, and you know, all these opportunities came up for, you know, writing with George Canyon and Jason McCoy and the Higgins, and then we thought, wow, this opportunity at the end has opened up to record with Paul, and we met Paul Shadow in Merritt Mountain Fest last 2 years ago, and since then we've always wanted to work together, so it was kind of a match made in heaven, and we took the chance, and it was fantastic.
And this is the first album, this is your fourth, but the first album where you didn't write all your own material. So as you said, you got to write with these great Canadians. What was that experience like? Let's talk about George for a moment. What was it like to write with him and then to go and record the song, which is called Wrong, on the new CD?
It was an amazing experience again. We went into Calgary, and just the time opened up that, you know, we heard that we were in town, and we thought, you know what, let's get together and see if we can do some songwriting. And we went down to his house, and we sat there, and we're just writing, trying to write some music. We knew we wanted to have a slower song, and we just got along really well, and by the end, George was saying to us, you know what, I just really like this song. I'd love to be able to sing on it with you. And when George says that, well, you don't say no. And we were just so excited. So we said, oh, go for it. And when he put his vocals down on it and we heard it, it just made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. It was really great.
It's a beautiful song. I was listening to it earlier, and you guys sound great together, the whole group, along with George, and also Jason McCoy wrote a couple of the tracks. What was it like meeting up with Jason and writing those songs?
Oh, it was great, because as you said, this is every other album has been, we've written them ourselves, and this album, like, we've written every song, but we've done co-writing for the first time, and it was, and writing with Jason, oh, he's just like, We had a couple of ideas for songs, you know, that we couldn't go any further with, and we brought them to Jason, and oh my God, did he go, it's got his name written all over it. Like, there's one song called Welcome to the Party, and that's his kind of song, and we when we finished writing that, we were so happy, and so it just...
Now... I just lost you there for a second, the line, but I think you're back. The difference between country music in Canada and the States versus over in Australia, is there a difference to the type of music, country music that comes out of Australia?
Yeah, there is a difference. I think Every market always has its traditional side and its new country side, and Australia and Canada both have that. But people have always said for us at home, they said there's just something, you have a bit more of an international sound, and we just seem to fit in so well here, and I just can't pinpoint it. It's not... Oh, Australia, it might be some of the instrumentation in it, but Canada slightly has more of a contemporary sound to it. And, we love it. That's why we just keep coming back.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's great to have you here in Canada and at all these festivals and with the music out now. The influences for Jetty Road, and, of course, there's four members, so there's probably a wide range of influences, but for you, Lee, who are some of your favorite artists that got you excited about music way back?
Oh, favorite artists. I remember I loved Dolly Parton. I used to sit in my bedroom and play my guitar and sing her songs. So she was a major influence when I was younger. We used to listen to Patsy Cline and sing along to her music. But then we had a big variance, like we'd listen to ABBA, Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, a lot.
Yep.
That's in our parents' record collection because we grew up in the country.
Right.
Yeah, so you kind of you are influenced by your parents' record collection, and
definitely.
And the guys are the same in the band. That I mean, we're 80s. We grew up in the 80s as well. So we're suckers for a good melody. Like the 80s.
Yep.
Has some great melodies there. So yeah, there is a whole range. I can't pinpoint just like one, but there's many.
And you can take an artist like Neil Diamond, and even though he's not country, although at one point he recorded a country album, his songs are so great that they're really standards, and a lot, and you can take some of that and put it into country because his lyrics and melodies are so strong.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a real, they stand the test of time, the classics that they all sing, and you can, I mean, and that's why you hear people today in different markets doing cover versions of these songs, because they're so good that you can take them and put them into any genre and they work.
That's right. Exactly. Let's turn, Lee, to one of the songs from the new project. This song is called Let It Out. Can you tell us about the song, the writers on it, and a bit about it, and then we'll share it with our listeners?
Yeah, well, we wrote this song with Kathleen Higgins. And we actually wrote it when we were still in Australia. We wrote this on Skype. So it was an amazing process because we always knew we wanted to write together. And so we were madly writing on Skype at the start of last year. And this song is all about, you know, you're in this small town and you're wanting to break free from the everyday. It doesn't matter where you live. People at some stage feel that they want to break out and do something new, and that's what this song is all about.
It's so great about country music, and referring to this song specifically, that it can relate to our lives. And I'm sure you've had the listeners and fans respond to this song and say that they can find themselves in it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it feels like slightly, it's a freedom thing as well. And I think everyone just wants to be able to, you know, go for a drive in their car with the top down, the roof down, and they've got the wind in their face and they just feel that freedom. And and I think everyone wants that, whether you're in a situation you might feel trapped in or whatever. But I always feel, I love listening to those songs. So when we got to write one of those ones, we had a great time.
Nice. I'm speaking with Lee Bowman of the Australian country group Jetty Road. Their brand new album is called Faraway Places. This is a song from it. It's called Let It Out here on In the Country.
Get me away. Get me away out from this little town. Oh, give me a ride, take me to destination anywhere. Oh, 'cause I don't care. Get me out of here.
Close my eyes for a second. Feel like nothing's gonna slow up.
And there's Jetty Road with a song from their brand new CD. The song is called Let It Out here on In the Country. And you can head over to jettyroad.com to find out more about the group and check out all kinds of information there. We've got their brand new single coming up shortly called Serves You Right. Hold on for that. And Lee, I wanted to congratulate you on being signed in the last couple of months to On Ramp Records, the premier country brand of EMI Canada. Pretty exciting.
Wow, it's pretty exciting is not the right word. I'm wearing it. Oh, it's just great. Like to be, they're so good there, and we're just so proud to be associated with those guys. They're looking after our development in Canada now, and they're distributing our music. So our new album is out in stores now in Canada, and we couldn't be more proud.
That's awesome. And, of course, our listeners can go on iTunes as well to if they want to download the songs that way. Now, the new single I was talking about, you shot a video for that. And last month it hit the number one spot on Australia's CMC Top 30 chart. So the video is doing great, and I know the song is over there as well. Tell us about the video. What was it like to shoot that?
Well, it's funny because some people, we always have fun when we shoot our videos. And because it's just not one of us, there's four of us, so it's a real group effort. We shot that in a little building in Sydney, and as you can see in the background, we're really close to the airport, and you can see some of the planes landing coming in the background.
Right.
It's really, really cool. and we got some actors in the video clip as well, and Paula and I are all glammed up, so we always have a great time.
Does it take a bit of time to get comfortable in front of the camera and relaxed enough?
It's pretty cool. It always does take. It doesn't matter how many videos you've done. It probably takes a couple of goes, and you're in the swing of it. And it's probably just like recording, actually. But, you just got to eyeball the camera and have a good time.
Our listeners can go online to check out the video as well. With four of you in the group, is it tough to all come to a consensus on recording a song? Does it ever take some convincing of the other person how great the song is, or do you all agree usually?
Well, when we're getting an idea together, sometimes it might take, maybe two people like it and the other two don't as much. And then the more we develop it, it grows on you. And that has happened in some cases. But usually when we make a group decision together, is this working or is it not? And we can all stand back and go, well, if it's not, then we won't bother any further with it. We tend to all get a good vibe about a song. Because there's four of us making the decision on it, we're kind of really good at picking something that we know would want to be on an album. And then if one of us really likes a song and the others don't, then that's just too bad.
That's great.
But it tends to work, though, really well.
That's great. Now, live shows, of course, you're doing so many of the festivals and different big stages, main stages across Canada this summer. What can fans expect when they go to see a Jetty Road concert? Is it a pretty animated, lively concert?
It definitely is. We have, there's four of us up the front. We've got our drummer and our bass player along this year as well. And it is. We get right into it, and there's no holding back. And we always get up there and have an awesome time. We hope that's infectious with the crowd, that they enjoy themselves as well. We've all got, playing our instruments. There's Simon, and he plays the banjo, and then the harmonica, the mandolin, and a bit of the piano. So it really does, the set really has its ups and downs in it, like ebbs and flows. It's a bit quiet.
Yep.
Sometimes it's really loud, so you're not going to be listening to the same music all the time. And we go out there to give people a show. So we're excited to be playing shows here in Canada, though. Especially we're playing soon at Big Valley Jamboree, and that's a really big one for us.
Nice. And you've had a chance over the years to perform with some of the country legends. What has that been like? Can you name a couple that stand out of the ones you've performed with?
Oh, well, Glen Campbell, I mean, I have to admit, like, I grew up listening to some of his songs in my mum and dad's collection, and to and he was standing backstage watching us a couple of years ago in Big Valley Jamboree. And he spoke to us afterwards, and he just said, I really liked your set, guys, and to sit, be there and watch him play. And then he came to Australia, and we met with him again, and we got tickets to the show, and he's a great guy, and it's just such a legend. And that was one thing that really stuck in my head about he's just so good. And also we got to speak one year, last year, with Vince Gill. And, wow, he sat down and had dinner with us. We had a spare seat at our table, and he just came up and said, oh, can I come and sit here? And we're like, go ahead, Vince. So he just sat down, and we were just, you know, shooting the breeze, and he was just telling us stories about the days of, you know, when he was starting out. And it was just those kind of times are really amazing for us, and we'll always remember them. It's just getting advice from people like that. It's crazy. It's great.
Exactly. It must be so nice to meet, not only just to meet them, because as you say, they're nice people, but the advice you're going to get from them, they're going to give you some pointers, I'm sure. It's going to come up, things you can do.
It is. And, you know, I think the biggest lesson, though, even though they don't even have to say it, is that they are so open and approachable. And I think that is
right.
One of the best things that you can be. There are people who are always watching you as artists, and for you to be able to say hello and g'day, I find that sticks into my head the most. And it's not necessarily the artists who are so big that, you know, they don't have the time of day to come and say hello. I mean, there's so many artists that we've now kind of been on the same stages as, but yeah, Vince Gill is just, he's an amazing guy. And Brooks and Dunn, we got to meet those guys too, and man, they are really good.
Nice. Those are all great artists you mentioned. They're some of my favorites. Great songs, great artists, so it's good to know they're good people as well. I'm speaking with Lee Bowman of the Australian country group at Jetty Road. Brand new CD is called Faraway Places. And great news, they've recently been signed to On Ramp Records, premier country brand of EMI Canada. A big step, great things happening. And the brand new single is Serves You Right. Lee, what can you tell us about the song?
Oh, this song we wrote with a couple of guys in Winnipeg, Chris and Keith, and they're just fantastic. We got together, and this idea about karma coming around again, you know, because there are always people who that you know. Someone always knows somebody else who doesn't treat people well. And in this song, it's about a guy. He doesn't treat his girlfriend well. He always kind of pushes in line at the grocery store, and he misses out on the chance of winning $1 million because he pushed in and the lady behind him won. You know, it's always that thing of karma coming around to bite you in the tushy, so we say. and we all know people like that. So we thought that's a really cool thing to write a song about. So we thought we would.
Definitely. The great message in it, and our listeners will hear that now. Let's share it. This is Jetty Road and Serves You Right here on In the Country.
Didn't, 'cause you did. Well,
brand new single from Jetty Road. That is called Serves You Right. You can request that at your local country station. You can also go online and check out the video for it as well. It's a great one. Jetty Road is made up of sisters Lee and Paula Bowman, as well as Julian Samet and Simon Roth. Their website is jettyroad.com. I was speaking with Lee Bowman on the show. Any idea, Lee, what the next single will be from the project?
Oh, well, we were talking about this the other day. So we are anticipating that it will be the song that we wrote with George and the duet. So it's about, I think, track 5 on the album. It's called Wrong.
Nice, nice. Great song, and always good to hear George's voice on a record, and it really fits nicely with Jetty Road.
It does. Sometimes you're not sure about when you embark on a new kind of project and how things will end up, but we feel that having worked with George and then having him on the album as well, it just really puts a different level of or different depth on the album as well.
Right.
And it's just been a pleasure to work with him.
Now, is there another artist out there for the group? We've got George now on record with you. Is there somebody else at the top of that list that you'd like to join you on a future project?
Well, it's the other Aussie, actually, that everyone knows about.
Yeah.
We love to work with Keith Urban one day. Might happen, you never know, because we're both Aussies.
That's right.
But, yeah, we just think... We love his music, and he's just such a fun kind of guy. And I love him. Well, we have that on the agenda all the time.
I'm sure that'll happen at some point in the future, and we'll look forward to that. As we get set to wrap up here, Lee, we heard a couple of up-tempo songs, or mid to up-tempo. Is there a particular ballad that you enjoy singing that moves you when you perform it, that gets to your heart?
Okay. Listen, off the album, I love listening to Wrong. But when we're performing, because obviously George isn't there to sing with us on that one, so there's one called Me and You, and it's the last track on the album. And, Paula plays the tin whistle on this song. And
right.
So it has a slightly different element to it, and... it just has that feeling. It really kind of ramps up at the end. It's got some vocals and tin whistle singing together, and it just always, kind of gets me in the heart a little bit. And
nice.
And actually, the title of the album, Faraway Places, that title was actually taken from the lyrics in that song. So it has a special
Terrific.
Meaning for us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, the last track on the CD. The CD, again, is called Faraway Places. The group is Jetty Road, one of Australia's hottest country groups and making a big name for themselves over here in Canada. Lee, been such a pleasure to speak with you again. We did it last summer, and great to know you guys are doing so well with the brand new CD, and I wish you all the best with the summertime festivals.
Oh, thank you so much, David. It's just been a pleasure talking with you again.
My pleasure, and my guest today has been Lee Bowman, once again, of the country group Jetty Road. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time.